Bees play an important role as pollinators in our and nearly every corner of the world. Eco and food systems depend on their power to pollinate. Bees are already at risk, so we wondered what sort of impact the polar vortex had on local honeybees. A couple of beekeepers shared their perspectives. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Earlier this week, I trudged through some muddy and occasionally icy terrain to reach Brad Delante's beehives. They're in Wauwatosa, more specifically within Firefly Ridge Community Gardens. Delante has four honeybee hives, each a series of stacked wooden boxes called Langstroth systems.
This past weekend I came and unfortunately these three hives are gone. So I actually knocked all the dead bees out. You see a pile of them over there.
Delante's fourth hive still shows signs of bee life, albeit diminished.
Between the first big cold snap and the second big cold snap, this hive was thriving. I came out on Saturday. I'd probably have like a fist-sized cluster of bees in there. So I did an emergency feeding, basically a sugar fondant placed right over the top of them.
Delante doesn't blame his loss solely on the polar vortex.
I went through my logbook. I did not manage my mites properly last summer.
Parasitic mites can hook onto a bee and weaken it.
So to me, the more likely culprit of why I lost was the varroa mite.
Delante has learned and says he continues to learn from Linda Reynolds. The Milwaukee County Extension instructor teaches beekeeping just a few minutes' walk from his hives.
We started hives in here. Two hives way down at the bottom of the hill. That's all that was in here. It was loaded with buckthorn, but it had wonderful lilacs.
A decade later, more than a dozen hives dot the slope. Reynolds says given the right conditions, bees can weather a brutal winter. Number one, they need plenty to eat. Two, they have to stick together in clusters.
The cluster moves throughout the hive because their food is throughout the hive. So the cluster moves with the food, and they keep the queen warm.
Reynolds says that doesn't mean bees never leave the hive in winter.
They like to take cleansing flights on days that are like 35 degrees and sunny, when the snow's sparkling with the sunlight.
So what's a cleansing flight? Reynolds says bees keep their living space clean. That means
they do not defecate in the hive. Not normally, but there is something called nosema, which is honeybee dysentery, and you don't want to find that inside the hive.
Reynolds says there are ways to manage the disease by keeping your equipment clean and constantly inspecting your hives. Given the myriad complexities of beekeeping and her years of experience, Reynolds' mantra is,
you want to be ahead of them, never behind them.
That means knowing a lot about bee biology and phenology. That's the study of the life cycles of plants and animals and how they're changing.
When I first was learning beekeeping, they went by a calendar. And you can't do beekeeping by a calendar, you have to do it by what's happening outside. So knowing phenology and just being ahead of them all the time, that's the hard part.
As for disciple Brad Delante, he removed the bees that didn't make it, but left their honey in place for his next batch of bees.
That's still beautiful honey. That's actually at least some food source, so they'll be able to take this in right away. And then they start foraging as the leaves start blooming here.
Delante calls his hobby an expensive passion he hopes will make some difference to a threatened ecosystem. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.